During a special Luna County Board of County Commissioners meeting in December 2012, the county board signed an economic development agreement between Luna County and Pegasus Global Holdings. The agreement would memorialize intent by both parties to give their best efforts towards the development and implementation of a plan to establish a $1 billion project in Luna County. That agreement has Deming and Luna County moving forward towards a fruitful 2013, according to Mary Galbraith. Galbraith is the executive director of the Deming-Luna County Chamber of Commerce. There are other factors that will work towards the benefit of Deming and Luna County, according to Galbraith.
We're waiting for the formal signature of the 50-mile extension where residents of Mexico with the proper visa can now come into the state of New Mexico, spend X number of days. They can go 55 miles north of the border, and it doesn't have to be driving miles, So we think a lot of people are going to be using the Palomas and Columbus entrance, because if they come over from the Juarez area, even though they have a longer distance to drive, there isn't a 2-3 hour wait.
And with that optimism comes some challenges that Galbraith faces with businesses in her community.
Well, the challenges for 2013 are the same as 2012 and most likely going to be the same for 2014, and it's economics. It's no different than any other community. It's no different than any other municipality. Even if you have a small village or town of 700 up to the largest city in this country is New York, it's economics.
A year ago, Elisa Jackson made a bold gamble and opened up Elisa's House of Pies and restaurant in downtown Deming. Going into the risky venture, Jackson knew that things would be tough, but she was not afraid, firmly believing that the key to success was to offer something worth for customers to come back for more. Good food.
It was a bold move, but I also know, regardless to the economy, people want to eat, and we all eat, okay? It takes a very special product to bring people out, and we felt we could provide that kind of product.
There are two notable national retailers opening up in 2013, including a dollar store and Tractor Supply Company. In a written statement to KRWG, spokesperson Rob Hoskins for Tractor Supply Company says that as a growth-minded company, Tractor Supply Company is always looking for potential new store locations that are a good fit, and that Deming fits that description. The 38,000-square-foot Deming store will employ 12 to 17 full and part-time employees. The store is scheduled to be complete by April. Back at Eliza's House of Pies and Restaurant, Judy Mueller, a frequent customer to Eliza's, sits down for a cup of coffee and tells us what's important for a business to be successful.
Her excellent customer service and attention to her customers. It was probably one of the most important, and as well as her food on the menu and the pies. Customer service, again, is one of the core ingredients of any business that survives.
These are magical words to Galbraith. Galbraith explains what she wants in 2013 and beyond for the communities of Deming and Luna County.
I would like to have everybody shop here in Deming and keep the money in Luna County rather than take it elsewhere. But I hope the majority of the people will do their purchasing here in Luna County and keep the money in Luna County, because that's what's going to turn things around.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.